Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, righty. Good morning.
Yeah.
Perfect song for a Friday. I'm pretty sure we used to listen to this before football games. Friday night football game.
It's by Booker T and the MGs. Oh, no, wait. This is Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah, I was going to say Norman Greenbaum.
Sounds very similar to Booker T and the MGs and Green Onions. Very similar, but still.
Is it?
Yeah. Very similar.
I need to look at that verse. I need to look at that then, because I really love that song.
Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs is only instrumental, though. Only instrumental.
But it's got that sounds like that?
It's got that same kind of like low saxophone in it, that in there, I think. What am I trying to explain? I don't know. I'm just a hungover guy that's trying to explain stuff.
I was going
to
say, it better be close, because that song's badass, Spirit in the Sky.
You're going to like Booker T and the MGs. You are. I actually think I had an intro with that in there when I first started. Anyway, I digress. Folks, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Don't forget, too, you can pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker on board window sticker at AIR. If you want to see this thing, check it out, WIRX.com. It's awesome. So if you got a baby on board and it's a rocker, well, you can get that on there and people will know. It's great. Memorial honoring Eddie Van Halen in his hometown of Pasadena, California, is moving forward, but with a hitch. It cannot contain his likeness of the Frankenstrat guitar due to legal issues. So instead of a statue, a plaque will be installed near the city convention center, which is next to the Civic Auditorium, where Van Halen performed between 1975 and 1978. Rhonda Shemfield, who along with Julia Kumar, spearheaded the tribute, saying, quote, "We are so delighted that Van Halen will be recognized with the plaque, celebrating the band's Pasadena roots and the important role that the Pasadena Civic Auditorium played in the band's early success. We are delighted to make this significant donation in celebration of Edward Van Halen's extraordinary talent in honor of Van Halen's Pasadena roots." Obviously, we know Eddie tragically died last October from cancer at the age of 65. So this is awesome. But I think because, you know, legal issues, you couldn't just like say, okay, this is fine. Like whoever is, who's ever spearheading this or running the legal side, I just think it's funny that they can't show his guitar because of legal issues in this trial. Don't you think they could be like, all right, no, look, it's fine. It's just for a statue. We're not
statue,
here trying to, you know,
let it run, you know, let it go. It's fine. It just dampers everything. Money just makes everything.
It does. We're here paying tribute to one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And then you got some guy, some stuffed shirt going, no, because of legal issues, we can't. It's like, come on, man. Come on.
It's a statue, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
No. Paying tribute to the guy.
Someday, Hunter, someday we're going to live in a world where money is not going to control everything. Until that day.
It's a statue of Michael Jordan out in front of Chicago, you know, Chicago. We can't use a basketball, though. We got to put a golf club in his hand because
the basketball guys won't let us do it. I don't know what it is.
It sucks, but, you know.
Geez, it can be the size of a basketball, but it can't look like a basketball. So, you know. All right. Is Michael Jordan holding a football? Yeah, that's all we could get away with because of legal issues, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's still very cool that they're doing that in honor of Eddie and, of course, the great Van Halen. So
when do we get our statues? Come on.
Oh, God. Ours is by the waste treatment plant. That's where it's at.
Nice.
Anyway. All right. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, April 23rd, 1988. Oh, yeah. Iron Maiden, Seventh Son LP, hit number one on the U.S. rock charts. Oh, man. Yeah, if you like it heavy, you're going to like Iron Maiden, all right? And not to mention Bruce Dickinson. Dude, his vocals are unbelievable. The first time I heard Run to the Hills, like my brain literally exploded and said,
I don't know. I didn't even know a dude's voice could do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And he knows how to fly a plane, so he's got that going for him, too. I know. All right, that is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.